What's the story, Great A Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great A kind of day. Had a very interesting experience that I would like to share with the Great A Nation. I was walking around trying to find a place to eat something muy delicioso when, you know, I didn't find anything that quite tickled my fancy, nothing that tickled my pickle. So I said, you know what, I want to go to the burger joint, but I don't want to walk that far. Kind of lazy. So I got out the cell phone and did a Lyft request, trying to get a ride share. And the driver came, it was an older white guy, and we were on our way to the burger joint. I'm gonna turn left onto the street that leads to the burger joint when there was a car ahead of us that was not moving, even though it had the right of way it was supposed to go, supposed to turn left. And the Lyft driver goes, "Oh man, these drivers are the worst. I bet you it's a retiree. I mean, they're just, man, they're just the pits." And the car behind us honked their horn, which caused my Lyft driver to honk his horn. And I am talking literally about the horn. It's not a sexual reference. And that led the car ahead of us to finally turn left. And so we were able to turn left. And it was a multi-lane street, and the car that was reluctant to turn left was on one lane, and we were on the other and able to pass this car by. And so my Lyft driver slowed down a little bit so he can get a good glimpse of who this driver actually was. And I was able to look as well, and it looked to be a Korean fellow. And the Lyft driver goes, "Oh my god, it's a Chinaman. That's even worse than a retiree." And I have to admit, I had to suppress the urge to laugh, because, you know, it's not often that you hear 1930s ethnic slurs in modern times. And it was pretty shocking, you know, once it settled in, that, you know, I'm riding in a car with a bigot, and there was a bit of a silence after that. I guess the Lyft driver kind of felt my awkwardness, so to speak. And, you know, when I got out of the car, I had a moral dilemma. You know, what do I do here? Because, I mean, the guy did get me to the burger joint fairly quickly, and the car was fairly clean. And, you know, with a lot of these ride shares, Uber and Lyft, you know, they say you're gonna get in a nice quality car, and it's nothing special, and there's like trash bags on the seats because they think that somehow it's gonna protect their precious phony leather seating. So, I mean, it was a nice car, got me to the burger joint in a reasonable amount of time. So I have to admit, I gave him 5 stars and a tip. Now, the problem is that when I told people, you know, what happened, because I thought it was kind of a fun story to share, They said, "Oh, you're an enabler. You enabled a racist." That's almost as bad as being a racist. And I was like, "Geez, Louise, you can't win." You know, what am I going to do? Report this guy? Give him one star and say, "Oh, you know, he said he called someone a Chinaman, even though the guy was a Korean." It was a very bad thing to say, an appropriate thing to say. I think you should do something about it. You know, what am I going to do? I'm not the thought police, the morality police. You know, it was a terrible thing that he said. The guy's a jerk. But it's a tough thing. Another aspect that happened recently was the, I guess, super blood red wolf moon. Super Wolfenstein 3D moon. The moon was red. Okay, this is essentially what it was. And I received a call from Father. He was a bit upset. He said that Mother is still fooling around with Trumpy Bear. And they, you know, my father and my mother are in a rough patch. And so my father and mother were driving to Applebee's, and the blood red moon was out. And my dad said, "Gee, that moon up there reminds me of one of your old sanitary napkins." And my mom, she gave my dad a pretty good wallop. And, you know, it's one of those things where I'm stuck in the middle. And, you know, as a grown adult, you know, what am I supposed to do in that kind of situation? So, if the Great A Nation can give me some feedback on Twitter, at Great A USA, tell me what you would do in that scenario with the, I guess you can say, bigoted Lyft driver. And, you know, when your parents are fighting over whether or not the moon looks like a old sanitary napkin, you know, what are you supposed to do as a child that's caught in between this hostility between the parents? So give me your thoughts at Great A USA, and I should let everyone know we're going to be doing a watch along, a live watch along to the 2019 Royal Rumble. And I'm sure that's going to get some folks very aroused. Suppress your boner and tune in. Alrighty, that's all for now. We will check in with you soon. Take care.